We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Oscar Kino! And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. Oscar Kino! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we chose Carmen Mola of Madrid, Spain. Now, Carmen is a very well-known author in Spain, known for her, quote, ultra-violent Spanish crime thrillers. Anyway, according to the publisher, no big shock, but the name Carmen Mola, it's actually a pseudonym for an unidentified mother of three and professor who writes crime novels in her spare time. Well, her latest book, The Bestia, meaning the beast, it was just awarded the 2021, Plenida de Novela Prize. All you need to know is it's a
literary prize.
Literary prize, but it's also the most valuable book or author prize in the world. In fact, the award is worth $1,160,000 U.S. dollars, right? Or €1 million, but that's how it shakes out. So this is a very prestigious award, but people were very excited to finally see this mother of three and professor who writes these novels, to the point that at the ceremony, the king and queen of Spain were in attendance. Anyway, she wins the award. Her name is called, and it turns out that the renowned author isn't even a woman or a man. No, Carmen Mola is three men. That would be Agustin Martinez, Jorge Diaz, and Antonio Mercero.
Nice.
Nobody had any idea, and apparently everyone's really pissed about it.
Why would they be mad if they liked the book?
That was their point. They're like, what the hell do you care, man?
Right.
So, yeah, but they went up there. Apparently the king and queen of Spain were blown away. Like, they're fans of this author.
Mm-hmm.
No one can believe it. But they're actually writers. They're screenwriters for Spanish television. But they were like, look, for the kind of crime novels that we wanted to write as dudes, we wouldn't have gotten published. So we wrote it from this perspective, man, and everyone
That's
ate
smart.
It. Up. Yeah, I think it's brilliant. And anyway, they get to split over $1 million now. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Boo!
Boo! All right, Justin, you understand how this here game is played?
Sure do, Thrill.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with drugs.
Drugs.
Drugs it is. And let's face it, anytime there's a streaker at an NFL game, the cameras cut away, they go to commercial break, they don't talk about it, but I can guarantee that all eyes were on this woman, 27-year-old Lacey Uth. She was arrested after she streaked across the field at an eighth-grade football practice. It happened in Jefferson City, Missouri. She ran onto the field wearing only a scarf, and 29 eighth-grade boys Well, they were there practicing when it happened. Now, it turns out that she lives nearby, and according to her, she didn't actually intend to streak, you see. She told cops that she was at home doing drugs, and those drugs got her paranoid. Then she thought she was going to die, so she ran outside naked to find help. So they took her to the hospital to get her checked out. Then they took her to jail. She's facing a felony charge for sexual misconduct involving children. The question is, what drug do you think she was on that she got paranoid, got naked, and ran out to a junior high school looking for help? Was it meth, heroin, crack, or Xanax?
Ooh. Let's see here. Sports and drugs? Ted, what are your thoughts?
Where was it at again?
This is Jefferson City, Missouri.
Ooh. Super paranoia. She's been up way too long. She's naked. And it's Missouri.
It's all those things.
She's on meth. Okay.
Yeah, that's where my first thought went, too.
Well, if she's been up that long, she's definitely not on crack because she doesn't have enough to smoke that long.
You don't know that.
She's not on Xanax because she wouldn't be freaking out and running around. She'd be on her couch calling someone. I'm going to go heroin.
Heroin. I'm going to go with meth.
All right, there we go.
Okay, final answer, Justin.
Final answer.
We're going to find out what this trigger was on. Was it meth, heroin, crack, or Xanax next?
That was a tease.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories, drugs on profile. This woman arrested after streaking the football field. Unfortunately, at an 8th grade football practice. She was freaking out while on drugs. Question is, what drugs was this lady on? Meth, heroin, crack, or Xanax?
Yes, indeed. And Justin, that is the question we asked you. And you agreed with D. Ted Smith that it's meth.
Oh, great.
Man, oh, man. Yep. That has already sound bomb. Well, you know what that means. It was not meth. Yep. That's what I would have guessed, right?
You're naked, it just makes
paranoid,
sense, right?
It's rural Missouri, et cetera, et cetera. Miles, you went with heroin.
Yes.
Yeah, correct.
Heroin.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming either.
Naked every time I want heroin. I knew that. Now for all TV news all time. Time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Tell you what, those baseball playoffs are heating up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. Some of the teams that... Basically, I thought the Dodgers and Red Sox were just going to run away with it. Turns out Houston, even without cheating, is still good.
Who knew?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's so weird to watch the Red Sox and root for them. Like,
yes.
It's one of the most bizarre experiences of my baseball lifetime. Like, I really want Boston to win.
Did you never root for them? I mean, we always booed them and stuff, but I think that first World Series, I mean, been since 1918.
Well, everything
the whole country was kind of with them on that one.
Everything before that, you want to see them win. But then when they won, and they...
Yeah, once you win, it's done.
Continue the streak a little bit. It's like the Cubs. You want them to get one.
You wanted the Cubs to get one, but the difference is, too, is that Chicago hasn't turned into title town the way Boston did.
Right.
Because the Patriots were good. Right, the Bruins,
Celtics,
everybody.
Even the Celtics got one.
Yeah. Yeah, just like, right, they got really
they
good.
They moved to Tampa.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Uh-huh.
Either way, and I tell people this all the time, even if you don't like baseball, watch playoff baseball. It's kind of like hockey, right? Like, the NFL, the playoffs are amped up, but the NFL, there's only 17 of them. That's always pretty amped up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Always.
Hockey and baseball are like two different sports when you get to the postseason.
Absolutely.
Same with basketball.
Yeah.
And by the way, you were in Milwaukee.
I was.
Not too long ago. It was kind of cool to see the Bucks get their championship rings last night. That place was packed, and then they went on to beat the Nets. I was shocked that, you know, they're good. So, I mean, it's one game, but...
I got a picture in front of the arena.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be exciting. Obviously, the Packers have been good. The Brewers never really have been. So, when you talk about the Bucks, you know what I mean? It's cool that they have another team that they can root for.
Yeah. And people in Milwaukee did not appreciate us telling them they're welcome for the Pilots. Because the Brewers,
yeah,
I guess for a year, were in Seattle something.
Yep.
Or no, they were the Pilots for a year, then turned into the Brewers.
Mm-hmm. They're minor league.
We're like, you're welcome. Nobody really got that one. All right, so there's always a lot of talk about these shows on TV, right? Nobody in here watches The View.
No.
But with social media and everything, The View's on all the time.
I hear about it plenty.
And The View was a good idea, right? They said, hey, what if we had a midday talk show, which I think was kind of based at the time to moms that were home.
Oh, that was our whole thing. I said, look, we're going to get a group of women to talk about news for the people that are home.
Right, because that show started, what, the late 90s?
Was it that old?
I feel like it's that old. So, I mean, it's been there for a while. But, you know, nowadays, because everything's super cheap, most households are two-income households. Like, mm-hmm. Both people have to work. Yeah. So you don't get that as much. But that was the whole idea of The View, is that, like, they're talking about the issues and this and that. And then, like, most things in this country, because, you know, like, people are always like, don't make anything political, this and that. It's like, right, but you can't get away from it, because right. Everything is now. From
Even
both,
if
but,
it's and, not, people make it political, right? I mean, right. This is what we do now. You right. Say anything.
And if I agree with you, I'm fine with it. If I don't, then you're making it political,
mm-hmm.
Right? It, that's the way it works. If I say something like, well, don't make it political, it's like, well, you made that political?
Right.
Right. I love it best when people talk about politics. Oh, you're making a political issue out of it. Well, they are the politicians.
It's politics.
That's the definition of what right. A political issue is.
Try to keep up.
So anyhow, Meghan McCain, she was on there forever. Then she had a book out called Bad Republican. Explains why she left The View. And basically, she wasn't happy with Joy Behar.
All right.
And how do we know Joy Behar before The View?
I didn't. Maybe I'm sure
I don't remember her being on TV. I don't know if she was a writer. Like I
feel like she was a news magazine person.
Maybe.
Because people got to remember, too, right? Those like that's where Barbara Walters came from, right? 20, yeah. That's where I remember Barbara
yeah.
Walters.
Yeah, 2020. That was her deal, man.
And you had, like, Inside Edition was on all the time. What
that's
else
where
was
where we know Bill O'Reilly from.
Yeah.
A Current Affair. Those. Like, those...
Inside of Hard Something. And I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
I know. Stop. Right. I wish I...
Yeah.
Right, so a lot of those were the hot things, like when I was a kid, right?
Absolutely.
Like, you talk about hating 60 Minutes because of the tick, 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 tick.
Yeah, as a kid, oh my God.
Right, so that was the same thing for me as a kid, but it was 2020.
Because
mm-hmm. You would have all those fun shows you liked on a Friday night, and then it was Hugh Downs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Barbara Walters.
Tonight, Muammar Gaddafi.
Right. Who? As a kid, I'm like, I want nothing to do with this.
I'm like, don't care.
And I get it now as a 40-year-old man. Like, people, adults want to know what the news is, and that Friday night gave you a world view on stuff as opposed to just your local news.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think Joy Behar came from that kind of realm.
Okay.
I could be completely wrong. She might have just been somebody that plucked out of there. But anyhow, so Megan was on there for years. She was the only Republican. Whoopi Goldberg was like her buddy or whatever. But they would get into arguments or whatever. So here's the whole deal. Meghan McCain goes on maternity leave, right? She comes back. Joy Behar is kind of giving her the business. She says, quote, Joy, you miss me so much. You miss me so much when I was on maternity leave. You miss fighting with me. To which Joy said, I did not. I did not miss you. Zero.
Yep.
Megan says to her, this is what kind of, she was like, oh, I can't stay here, this and that. But I'm like, yeah, you kind of were poking her a little bit. So
sure.
She fired mm-hmm. back. So that's, Like, I look, if you don't want to be on the show, don't be on the show. I don't really care. But it's like, you can't really call foul and be like, well, somebody said something to, like, you're poking the bear. And the problem is, too, and I have run into this in my own life, is that, and I get it, I'm a nice person. People like to
Are
have,
you?
People like to have some fun with me sometimes, which is fine. But you, there's a certain point where, frankly, I'm funnier than you are. And I'm going to tell you, right? Like, okay, well, how about that? And then it's like, well, that's kind of mean.
No, it was funny.
You shouldn't have started it because you weren't being, you know what I mean? Like, you started this with Joy Bear, who might have just been on TV longer than you were. Like, oh, you missed me, didn't you? You missed me when I was in here. You like arguing with me. And she was like, nah, I didn't miss you at all, actually.
No, it was actually a relief.
Yeah, and sometimes, look, everybody knows this. Any business you're in, like, you know people you get along with and you don't.
Yes.
Now, you want to rib the people you don't get along with and think they're not going to have a reaction, fine. But, sorry, Megan, like, I'm just, like, I don't feel bad for you.
Yeah, you're hard copy. Hard copy.
Hard copy.
That was the name of it.
Yeah.
Thank you, listeners. Okay, but hard copy, Steve, hard copy. Thurl, it was hard copy you're thinking of. Hard copy. And apparently, Joy was a comedian.
Oh, I was way off. Well, that explains why she was quicker with the comeback.
Looks like she's played host for quite a while, too. Not only was she a comedian, but she made appearances on Good Morning America and the news show. And she was a producer for Good Morning America. She did a talk show way off Broadway. So she's always kind of been just the one that's in charge of
she's the New Yorker.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's one of those gigs I want to get, man.
What's that?
Working like the third hour of like a morning show. Like, I don't do any serious stories.
You're not drinking. Are you thinking about Kathy?
No, not drinking, but just it's just light, fun stories. Right? We talk about weather. We talk about sports coming up. We don't even get too into the sports.
Right.
No. We just kind of lightly talk about it. It's always go team.
Who wants to hear about politics at 10 o'clock in the morning?
Not
or 10 o'clock at night, for that matter.
Right, I'm just saying, like, that seems like a good gig, right?
Easy stuff.
I just read stories people like. Like, oh, man, you know, like, Miles throws it from the hard news desk about some terrible death or whatever. And I'm like, all right, well, it's a 10 o'clock hour. It's puppy hour.
Don't worry about that plane crash. We got puppies.
Yeah. Then I get surrounded by puppies in the studio. It sounds more like a Twitch chat.
And that's how Ted got rabies.
Ted with puppies. Well, speaking of which, this is a very sad story. Adrian Holmes, he plays Uncle Phil on the upcoming Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot. And they keep calling it Fresh Prince. I don't know. I guess they're dropping the of Bel-Air. Yeah, he could be a prince of anywhere.
Right, right. Like Coming to America.
Yeah, I think. This story's terrible. He's driving near Sunset Boulevard, downtown L.A., Monday night, and he hit a guy that was just lying in the road.
Oh.
Yeah. The car behind him hit the guy.
Oh.
Who was pushed into the next lane.
Oh, no. No.
And hit again.
Ah.
Like a pinball.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Like, the cops already, like, nobody was messed up. They don't know why he was laying there, but nobody could avoid him.
Right, 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 right. That's why you don't lay in the middle of the goddamn street.
Yeah. Well, remember years ago, there was this movie called The Program, mm-hmm. right? It's a phenomenal movie.
Yeah.
I love it. But there was a famous scene, if you saw it in the movie theaters, where some of the players, to kind of test the new freshmen, would lay in the middle of a road to show how tough they were. But the problem was people kept doing this and getting run over. So they took that scene. Like, when you watch The Program now, you won't see that scene anymore.
It was like the original TikTok challenge, except it wasn't a challenge. Like, people saw, like, yeah, you know, I'm going to go lay out in the middle of the street. Like, not a good idea. Like, I saw Die Hard. It was cool. I did not feel like getting a gun and trying to kill
people. Did you say TikTok challenge?
I may have.
I'm going to try that with people that I know with bad breath. Here, I want you to try the TikTok challenge. What you do is you put three of these in your mouth, and you suck on them for at least 2 or 3 minutes.
Right.
TikTok challenge. What's going to happen? Your breath is going to be mini fresh.
It'll be easier to listen to.
Yeah.
That's all.
You guys will like this one. You know, it used to be a joke on SNL, but there's a lot of actors that tried out for roles that you wouldn't picture them in.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was Christopher Walken, auditioned to play Han Solo in Star Wars.
Okay. Well, he was younger then. I mean, he was...
But he has a definitive acting style. I just don't know.
I think Harrison Ford brought more humor to the part.
Sure, sure. And who knows, man? Maybe if he had done it, we would never think anything different about it, but...
I always get confused. Harrison Ford is Han Solo.
Yes.
Who's Mark Hamill?
He is Luke Skywalker.
He is Luke Skywalker. And nobody cares.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's supposed to be the biggest character in that whole thing, but...
It's supposed to be.
But that guy, outside of a Jay and Silent Bob movie, like, I wouldn't know who the hell he is.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
no reason to.
People like him now because he's kind of poked fun at himself. But at the time the original Star Wars came out, you know, the whole thing's about him, essentially. And everyone else is kind of a side character. Everyone liked every other side character more than they like him. You didn't dislike him. You were just indifferent to him.
He was,
you're going to have a night out with your buddies. You're about 17 years old, but your one buddy has to bring his little brother along.
All right.
And even if the little brother's decent, he's still kind of... still kind of ruins the time a little bit.
He's whiny.
That's who Luke Skywalker was in the whole Star Wars thing. Like, okay, yeah, we got you. It's fine. No, you're okay, Billy. You're okay. We'll do what you got to do, you whiny son of a bitch.
What also seems crazy, he was in such a big movie and never got other roles.
He did, just not visually. So,
oh, he did voice work?
Ton of voice work. In fact, he's probably one of the primary voice actors. Yeah, I mean, but you wouldn't know unless you know. It's not like you ever hear him and go, ooh, that's Mark Hamill. You had to read the credits to realize it's him, but then you realize he was all over the place.
He's played the voice of the Joker for many, many years now, and he's probably one of the favorite voices to play the Joker, and he does a phenomenal job at it.
The Batman cartoon.
Correct.
Yes.
Is that still on?
I don't know if it's making new episodes, but...
I mean, I used to watch it,
but
Does anyone care? I'm just saying, like, I don't know. When I think of Batman, I think of
The movies
actors
now,
or,
well, even the video games. They're, you know, for Xbox and for PlayStation, they were making a whole Arkham series, which was all updated, and he played the voice of the Joker in all those video games.
And that
think of all the people that make money off of just any animated or Pixar stuff on television, movies, whatever the deal is. I mean, when you think Casey Kasem, you don't think Scooby-Doo.
Or Shaggy, or Robin from the Super Friends. But that was him.
Yeah, that's a good point. And it's also, people know this, but like that's another funny thing is there's a ton of, I talk about this all the time, I just think it's awesome. There's a ton of huge actors that voice commercials that you don't know, but their voices are so familiar, you end up liking the commercial.
It brings you comfort because it's a comforting voice.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to have like yelling, screaming guy in there.
Yeah, Donald Sutherland, Gene Hackman, those guys make bank doing TV commercials. And you never really realize it's that once you say, you're like, all right, I hear him.
Morgan Freeman.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, the one I always liked was Diddy years ago for Xbox. And until somebody hit me to that, I had no idea. Like, let's play together. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's Puff. Like, that's Diddy. Let's see. Walken always, he also tried out for the Ryan O'Neal part in Love Story. I don't know that one.
I remember it, but I don't. Love Story was something I wasn't interested in at that age.
Ryan O'Neal, to me, is one of those dudes that just kind of famous for being famous and used to date hot chicks back in the day.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's like, who would I always talk about? The tan dude. I love that dude.
George Hamilton?
George Hamilton, yeah.
No idea why he's famous, but he just looks famous and he's cool. Here's a strange one. David Duchovny. What do you know him from?
X-Files, and then he did, what's the show my wife liked?
Oh, the one where he's having sex all the time.
Yeah, whatever that was called.
That was a good show. Okay. For parts.
That was a good show.
Something California. So before he got X-Files...
Californication?
Californication!
Yes.
Before he got X-Files, he tried out for all three male leads on Full House.
Really?
Yeah. Which is also funny, he's like... Bob Saget, we all get it now, but like it's funny, he is not Danny Tanner.
Not at all.
Right. John Stamos is just kind of John Stamos.
He's always John Stamos.
Yeah. He's like the other pretty
dude.
Like,
he's like the older Zac Efron. He just plays Zac Efron.
The original Zac Efron.
Yeah. But either way, man, it's just always funny when you see what roles they could have been in and what roles they weren't in. Let's see TV for you tonight. Actually, you got some baseball on. You got some soccer on. Sounders are playing. And then you even got some NBA action. I mean, people could argue with me, but it's hard to beat October.
Every
sport's going. You got hockey going. Soccer's going. Like,
absolutely. There's even an NCAA game tonight. Like, Coastal Carolina is playing.
Something ridiculous.
I mean, whatever it is.
It's
NCAA
football.
College football's on for whatever reason. So, thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man uses a finger gun to steal napkins at a Waffle House, and he brought along his dog. Meanwhile, a Michigan man breaks into a home, then runs into the woods, then calls cops when he gets lost in a bog. Man arrested after electronic skateboard clocked at 48 miles an hour. Museum banned from using TikTok after posting a painting of woman's flower. And a Texas man drives his caddy into a motel swimming pool. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
I'm sorry, we go to Florida where a man tried to rob a Waffle House. He stormed into the restaurant later in the evening, demanding everybody hit the ground and that they were being robbed. Though he was taken seriously, witnesses noticed that he did brandish his weapon in the air, his hand in the shape of a finger gun. He then stated that he was both high and drunk before he stole a handful of napkins and made his escape. He was later tracked down and admitted to the crime.
How many napkins does one take before it's theft?
As many as you want.
Right?
I mean, you know, I'll grab a couple extra napkins. Is that theft?
I like this guy's style, though. The fact that he walks, tells everyone to get on the ground while holding his finger gun up to the air.
Right.
Well, yeah, okay, but I'm going to go ahead and keep eating. Just do what you got to do.
And then makes off with the napkins. I do like the idea, though, of in Waffle House, the people just going right back to eating. Like, all right, yeah, okay. Whatever. Happens every Tuesday.
I mean, what's illegal about that? He didn't actually rob the place. He didn't have a weapon.
He made a threat, so I mean, they can get him on that. I don't know what else.
It was unarmed robbery. It was actually, like, they legit hit him with an unarmed robbery because I suppose he said that it was a robbery and then he actually did take something. So even though it is something that they would have just given him anyway.
Yeah, I guess if you announce it.
Right. You kind of walk it home in that.
I don't know about that one, man.
I'm sure the charges aren't going to be near as extreme as if he actually did have a gun or stole some money, but
it's like getting caught offsides when he didn't touch the ball. Not that I'm salty.
If I made a play on it.
In other news, strange story out of Michigan. A woman called police after a man whom she thought was her husband turned out to be an intruder.
Uh-oh.
He didn't take anything from the home and did leave when she demanded it before calling police. They eventually tracked him down to his parents' backyard and fled into the woods behind the property when they tried to talk with him. A tactic that worked as canine units were unable to locate him in the woods. But the chase wasn't lost because he soon called authorities to report that he actually, it was he that was lost. They were finally able to track him down and place him under arrest. This guy finally gets away, but then he can't find his way out of the doggone woods.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, I would not call for help. I give myself a couple days to get out of here. Right. Kind of go back the way I came.
Or call your friends first.
Anybody other than the cops that are already looking for you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's over there.
But here's my thing, is that they couldn't find him out in the woods the first time around. Right. Granted, maybe he's yelling for help when they're searching for him the second time, but why do you think that they're able to find you the second time if you managed to escape him the first time?
Or maybe they did find him the first time, but they're like, let this dumb ass be scared for a little longer.
Dude, I bet you $5 he can't find his way back out.
Mm-hmm.
Over in the UK, local authorities arrested a man for riding a skateboard too fast. He was stopped by police after he was found weaving in and out of pedestrians while going 48 miles an hour. The current law of the land is electric skateboards are illegal, so he was at least facing some charges. But being in possession of both Class A and B drugs didn't help him in his cause either, and he was arrested.
Okay. It never does help.
That does. Right.
Yeah, that always hurts.
Okay.
He got stopped because he got an electric skateboard. Stupid. A handful of museums in Vienna have had their hand forced and have created OnlyFans accounts. It's not out of the ordinary for businesses and establishments to create their own social media accounts on the various platforms in order to draw some attention and attraction to what they have to offer, and these museums are no different. But they kept getting their content pulled off the platforms like TikTok because they were showcasing nudity.
Right.
Oh.
See, if the Venus de Milo or something, right?
Exactly.
And their boobs are hanging out, and they're like, no, no, we can't. It's amputee porn. It's not, but based on their algorithms, that's all they see.
Exactly. So
they go to OnlyFans because OnlyFans doesn't care about the nudity.
Exactly.
Even though it's the Statue of David.
Right. Just hanging out there for all to see.
It's just the algorithms, man.
It's I know. It's just crazy. Like, that nudity is acceptable everywhere. Well, statue.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that you know that it's... They could still put this stuff up online because it is up there online and it is on these social media pages. But as an establishment, you got to assume that they're just getting sick of pleading their case of this is just art, man. And that is it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you up next exclusively on the Odyssey app for the Men's Room Happy Hour, episode number 57, coming your way.
Oh, it's all true. But in the meantime, we'll be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.